नमस्कार। When you enter into spiritual life and you go deep into your quietude of mind, what happens are the sanskaras, the reactions to past experience that lay latent in the mind, experiences from this life and experiences from prior lives. Those latent mental tendencies rise to the surface. And many times the difficulties that you have in life begin to surface as you do spiritual practice. Because when you quiet the mind, the conscious mind comes close to the subconscious mind. And those reactions which you have been carrying within rise to the surface. So when people have near-death experiences and the mind is in a quiet state, these experiences rise, and you will notice that people's lives are often very different after those experiences. And when you do deep meditation, the same occurs. And also, if there is a state of faint, where the mind is suspended, it can cause this suppressed emotions and experiences to rise to the surface. And so this is really very beneficial, though it may sometimes bring struggle in the mind. For there is the experience of coming to know different parts of yourself and of struggling with those parts of yourself. So those difficulties and struggles that you have in your mind, those sorrows, losses, angers, fears that you carry within, as they come to the surface and you look at them and you work with them, you have opportunity to see these mental patterns for what they are. Mental patterns. They are not a reality, but they are only a pattern of conditioned mind. And as you witness and experience the feelings and thoughts that accompany these patterns, as you become more of the witness, you are able to perceive that you are different from the pattern. The pattern only plays out in the mind, in the emotions, in the body, but you are something else. You are the aware, conscious beingness witnessing those patterns. And through meditation, you learn to identify yourself with this deeper witnessing consciousness. And as rather than with the patterns themselves, with the fears, with the sorrows, with the pain, or the pride, the greed, the anger, it can take many forms, these patterns. But as the pattern plays out in the mind and creates the sympathetic thoughts and emotions, and you begin to experience it, you have the opportunity, when it is latent in the mind, when it is suppressed, you have no opportunity to work with it. It is not, it's as if it does not exist. But then when it rises to the surface, you have the opportunity to work with it. There are several ways that in yoga these patterns are worked with. One is to cultivate the opposite. So if your tendency is to be greedy, cultivate generosity. If your tendency is to hoard, cultivate openness and generosity. Give away. If your tendency is to be downhearted, cultivate positive thoughts. If your tendency is to have fear, cultivate love. Cultivating the opposite allows you to work with these tendencies of mind. But that alone is insufficient. Also, in the yogic practices of the yamas and niyamas, there is the development of tendencies of mind which strengthen the mind. And as the mind becomes stronger, established in the yamas and niyamas, then the tendency to fall into these fears and sorrows and angers and all mental types of imbalances becomes less. You become established in calm equanimity through purification of the mind, through the development of contentment, through the development, through reading scriptures, through contemplating the nature of the self, through developing selfless love and compassion, kindness, through being truthful, through having loving kindness and avoiding doing harm, through learning not to hoard what you don't need. Through all of these practices, you strengthen the mind so that you're better able to handle these mental patterns that rise, that have arisen due to reactions to past experience. These patterns do not come out of nowhere. They are in response. They are indentations in the mind made by past experience. And some of them are very deep, very traumatic. You may not know where they come from because they come from the deep past, beyond your memory. Or they may come from your early life or from experiences you've had along the way. Those experiences often come and mirror past experiences so that the experiences of past lives begin to replay themselves in your current life. So these patterns, these deep patterns of mind play out again and again. But as mind grows in magnitude, as you develop love for the Supreme and you feel that divine presence around you, within you, you begin to have a sense of something great, something noble. And like any association, those who you associate with influence you. The same is true when you have the inner association with the divine being. When you feel divine presence, it brings a kind of inner equanimity. It brings a strength. You begin to develop the qualities and characteristics of that one. And so it creates competing patterns with these old habitual samskaras, these habitual patterns. And so they begins to loosen the bond of these patterns, begins to loosen your belief in them, begins to loosen your attachment to them. And slowly, as you can see yourself separate from these patterns of mind, you can dissipate them. You can cultivate the opposite. You can choose what you will think and feel. And this becomes more and more possible through the cultivation of your relationship to the great. And the working with these bondages, these patterns in the mind, strengthening the mind through the spiritual practices of right action in the world, through the yamas and niyamas, you become able to maintain more equanimity and to not be the slave of these conditioned mental tendencies. So slowly, slowly, you work with them. But as you do your sadhana, there are times when old patterns may rise to the surface and overwhelm you. Do not be harsh on yourself. Do not think, oh, after all my spiritual work, I've achieved nothing. Look at this, same things are going on. No, no, no. It is actually a sign that you are making progress, that these tendencies are there for you to work with, to learn to separate yourself from them, to witness them, to love and accept them, rather than try to suppress them, push them away. Everything is part of the infinite. There is nothing outside of the infinite. And ultimately, when you see Brahma, both in the pain and in the joy, when you see the one true self, the infinite beloved, in both experiences, then you begin to achieve true equanimity. The experiences of the highs and lows may not change, but your relationship to them changes. So, should your meditation produce these rising to the surface of old habits, consider it a blessing. Take the shelter of the Supreme and let that one help you and guide you through the shadows of the mind to the pure light of the infinite. All right? Are there any questions? Let's go.